John McIntosh from the GP Super Clinic. Now, John, obviously with all these fires going on at the moment, we're all breathing in a fair amount of smoke. Even people in town, there's just smoke in the air. What kind of effect is this going to have on all of us? Is this damaging to us?
Yeah, look, thanks, Rachel. This is a really important issue. The damage caused by smoke from fires is really going to be directly proportional to the amount of the density of the smoke that you're in. So when you can just smell it and it's very low concentration, it's unlikely to do a lot of harm unless you've got a significant medical problem. But obviously, as the smoke gets thicker and more dense, you're breathing in more particles, more carbon. So this is very much like cigarette smoking. It has the same effect and it's dose-related. So if it's going to be only a short time, it's going to do very little harm. As it goes on for longer and longer, the risk and the damage becomes greater.
Right. So just say, like, for example, in town, like, we're receiving a lot of smoke. It's very hazy. And we've been breathing it in for quite, you know, like a few days now, and looks like we probably will be breathing it in for a few more days to come. Do you think that, you know, like, is there any steps that we can take to sort of prevent this from affecting us?
Well, the people at most risk, Rachel, are the ones who already have some kind of underlying lung problem, especially asthma, bronchitis and emphysema. So those are the people that are likely to get flare-ups of their condition. So, I mean, they need to take a special care. For most people without significant lung illness or diseases, they should be fine just with low-level smoke inhalation. But it's really what we're mostly worried about are those people with underlying medical conditions that could have, like, an acute asthma attack or increasing breathlessness because they've got poorly functioning, like, especially chronic bronchitis or emphysematous patients. They are the ones that are going to suffer the most. If people are in an area where they're beginning to breathe in more dense smoke, they really should be looking at how they can get away from the smoke, either wearing, they could wear simple masks or get out of the smoke, go inside, and keep the air inside the house protected against the smoke that's outside. So you've got to, unfortunately, in the heat, you've got to kind of close the doors and put the aircon on if you've got it, or just the fan. But don't let the smoke come inside so you've got somewhere safe to escape to.
Yep, all right. All right, well, John, also, one quick question. I woke up in the middle of the night the other night with a really sore throat, and I wondered if that could be caused from breathing in such amounts of smoke.
Yeah, look, absolutely. Just to give, I suppose, in Australia, we are so lucky. We normally have such clear skies and such clear air. I was over in Beijing, and they have this kind of smog there all the time. And I woke up in the middle of the night with a sore throat because the smoke and the smog in the air was so bad. So, yes, your sore throat is almost certainly because of the smoke in the air, because it does cause a low level irritation.
Yeah.
And after you've been breathing it for a few days, it can start to irritate the lining of the airways and the lining of the throat.
Yeah, wow. All right. Well, thank you so much for all that information, John. It's very much appreciated. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that really needed to hear all of that.
Yeah, no, thanks very much for having me on, Rachel.